Hi there, Maddie Larson with COVID-19 Facts First. Health authorities have confirmed another person has sadly died overnight from coronavirus, bringing our national death toll to 24. The Victorian woman in her 60s was the third cancer patient to die at the Alfred Hospital after contracting the virus while undergoing chemotherapy, while the number of cases in Australia now stands at more than 5,000. The Pacific Explorer cruise ship has been ordered out of Sydney. The P&O flagship cruise liner making its way out of its home port at White Bay this afternoon. It's as opposition has slammed the federal government's handling of cruise ship arrivals.
We know that the Ruby Princess cruise ship now accounts for more cases of coronavirus outside New South Wales than in New South Wales. It accounts for about 10% of all cases across Australia. In fact, we also know that it accounts for about 25% of the cases in South Australia.
Shadow Home Affairs Minister Christina Keneally there. And some welcome news for Parents Education Minister Dan Tehan clarifying the federal government's $1.6 billion childcare package will make it free for any parent who wants it, even if they're not working. It follows an announcement earlier today.
What we want to do by doing this is ensure that your childcare centre will remain open so that you know where you normally take your child to get cared, that that will be there for you.
The sport, there will be no Wimbledon championships in 2020. The All England club deciding to cancel the Grand Slam tournament for the first time since the Second World War. Tennis legend Martina Navratilova says it's especially tough on veterans like Roger Federer and Serena Williams.
The time is not their friend, so they lost basically this year this opportunity. So I can't imagine if I was still playing and I'm in my 30s and I want to play to go through this. It's like, huh.